This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats. We created this book because we learn so much from our cats. They show us how to be better humans. They teach us about resilience and fortitude and loyalty. If we rescued them, they rescue us back. And then there are the times when they just make us laugh, and it's because of how they finagle extra privileges or how they get away with breaking our rules because they're so cute. And then there are the times when they really surprise us with a special talent. That was the case for Sergio Del Bianco when his 90-year-old mother had an emergency. She had been a child during World War II in war-torn France, and she had never trusted banks. So she had money hidden all over the house in really hard to find places. She had gone out with friends one day and she was nervous about her valuables. So before she left, she had hidden a large amount of cash and jewelry. When she got home, she couldn't remember where she had hidden everything. Sergio and his wife searched her home for hours but came up with nothing. She was just too good at hiding things. On their way home, Sergio's wife Donna had an idea. Their cat, Felix, loved paper money. There was something about its scent or the way it looked that made him go crazy. He would always find any cash that Sergio and Donna left lying around. So Donna suggested they take Felix the cat over to her mother-in-law's house to sniff out the money for them. And it worked. The next day, they took Felix to Sergio's mother's house. They opened the doors to all the cupboards and closets. And Sergio says, soon he was scratching at a shoebox in the bottom of the closet. Sure enough, when we opened it, we found a wad of banknotes hidden under the shoes inside. And so it went. There was cash hidden in a cereal box in the kitchen cupboard. More banknotes turned up hidden between folded sheets in the bedroom dresser. Before long, Felix had unearthed a half dozen stashes of cash. It was all money my mother had hidden over time and forgotten about. We knew she liked to hide a little cash, but never suspected she had hidden so much. Thanks to Felix, we recovered a lot of money. They thought they were done, and they sat down on the couch to have some coffee, but Felix started going crazy there too, pawing at the cushions. Sergio says they found the mother load zipped into the back of the couch cushions. So Sergio's cat, Felix, was great at sniffing out paper money. And I actually wish I had known that a cat could do that when we moved my father into assisted living. We found a lot of cash hidden inside boxes, and squirreled away in the most astounding places. But I have a feeling we accidentally threw a lot of cash away too while we were emptying his house. It would have been great to have a cat like Felix to help us. Now, in a completely different way, we have another talented cat and a story told by Debbie Mavity. Debbie was only 15 years old when she had a terrifying incident in her home. She was there all by herself, and she was in the bedroom doing her hair and makeup and getting ready to go out. And then she heard a tinkling sound of someone using the toilet. Her heart started racing. She could see into the bathroom through its open door, but she couldn't see the toilet itself. But there was definitely someone in there using that toilet. Debbie wanted to escape the house, but she'd have to pass right by the intruder in the bathroom in order to get out. She grabbed her mascara wand, thinking she could poke it into the man's eye if necessary. Then she crept past the bathroom, peeking in for just a moment, and then she started laughing, because there was the intruder with all four paws on the toilet seat. It was her sister's cat using the toilet. When he finished, he jumped down, looking pleased with himself. No one had ever taught him to use the toilet, but it must have been something he wanted to try after seeing how all the humans did it. Of course, he forgot to flush, but you know how kids are. I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, the magic of cats, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you could check out the front cover and the back cover and read more about it. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, Chapters Indigo in Canada. Now, do you have your own stories to share? If you do, check out the Submit Your Story section of our website to see what topics we're working on now. We are always looking for new writers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. So go ahead, check it out, and send in your stories and poems. Come back for our next episode to hear a conversation with Leanne Tiemann. Leanne has co-authored many Chicken Soup for the Soul books, specializing in books about nursing and books about miracles and faith. We're going to talk to her about nursing during the pandemic and also about a new line of Chicken Soup for the Soul books published by the Sophia Institute Press. It's our new Everyday Catholicism series.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.